8 minutes in front of six. We are live on the road at Running Deer Golf Club in Pittsgrove. We're here for the Ranch Hope Golf Tournament, which takes place today. A charity golf tournament with how many participants?
144 golfers. Dang.
Will be joining us starting at 9 o'clock. So we're looking. Well, I'm looking to play golf.
I was going to say.
You said you're going to be cheering.
I am.
I don't know what that even means.
We're making history. We're making history today. The first golf cheerleader in history is me with a boot. Hey, rude. Listen, I'm going to do the job well. Okay?
All right, today is Friday, the 6th day of June. It's Atheist Pride Day. God bless them.
Yeah.
So a drive-in movie day today, donut day, fish and chip day.
Do you like fish and chips?
I do.
Love it.
I tell you, the Anchorage in Summers Point makes my favorite fish and chips because they use grouper. Grouper's my favorite fish.
There you go.
That's my go-to for fish and chips. It's also infant feeding day, a reminder to feed. Three things you need to know this morning. After pleading guilty to manslaughter and sexual assault charges, prosecutors say 24-year-old Ozanir Hayes of West Hampton beat a vendor man to death in the Atlanta County Jail in 2023. Hayes also pleaded guilty to a sexual assault charge. That charge originally was the one that sent him to jail. They say he had met a 13-year-old girl online, then met her in person for a liaison in his car. The girl's mother informed police her daughter was missing, and they found Hayes had arrested him, sending him to the Atlanta County Jail, where he subsequently ended up killing the other man.
The state of New Jersey wants to help you with your electric bill. All electricity customers in New Jersey will receive a credit of at least $100 on their power bill this summer, and a low to moderate income customers will get $250 under an initiative Governor Phil Murphy announced yesterday.
The ShopRite LPGA Professional Women's Golf Tournament in Galloway today through Sunday at the Seaview Resort. Look for some heavy traffic in the area of Route 9 this weekend.
And your South Jersey weather for today. It'll be partly sunny with a high of 82.
Donna, we're live at Running Deer Golf Club in Pittsgrove. We're here for the Ranch Hope Golf Tournament. We'll be talking more about that in a few minutes. But right now, Jana's fangirl update.
If this isn't a clue that Lainey Wilson is a blast in a glass, okay, I don't know what is. First of all, everything's fine. So what had happened was Lainey Wilson and Ella Langley had a wild night, to say the least, okay? It ended with the deck at Lainey's house literally collapsing. So the incident occurred while they were enjoying drinks. Ella's publicist was there. That's who fell to the ground when the deck actually gave way. The good news is no one was injured, but Lainey has yet to repair the deck since the incident. I mean, you know, it's probably on her to-do list, just hasn't done it yet. Everything we know about the deck incident, it's up now for you, catcountry1073.com. I really want to go to one of those parties. We've got a ranking for you this morning, speaking of partying, of the 17 country star bars in Nashville, revealing the best and worst based on Google business reviews just for you. Luke Combs's bar, category 10, has been crowned best overall, while Miranda Lambert's Casa Rosa actually takes the title for best drink. So it looks like the ones that were top rated dealt the best with the long wait times and the cost of experience. We've got the entire list ready for you to check out right now on the Cat Country 107.3 app. That's Jana's Fangirl Update, brought to you by Apex East Roofing. If you're in need of a new roof, go to apexeastroofing.com, answer a few questions. We'll shoot you a quote back in 30 seconds or less. That's apexeastroofing.com.
Cat Country 107.3, mornings with Joe and Jana. Good morning. We are live at Running Deer Golf Club in Pittsgrove. We're here for the Ranch Hope Golf Classic. It's their 42nd annual Ranch Hope Golf Classic. In case you didn't know anything about Ranch Hope, you can go to ranchhope.org to find out more. But over the last 61 years, they've helped thousands of children, youth, and families from throughout the state of New Jersey reclaim their lives. These are a lot of kids that may be in troubled situations. Ranch Hope operates a fully accredited residential treatment facility on its Alloway main campus with housing, extracurricular activities, and a school. They run Camp Edge, a ministry of Ranch Hope, also in Alloway. It hosts public summer day camps available to all kids in the area, as well as high ropes course for corporate team building, fishing, or kayaking on Lake Sycamore, and numerous hiking, biking trails. Really a great organization. You can find out more, and of course they always accept donations at ranchhope.org. And we're here today at the Running Deer Golf Club in Pittsgrove for their 42nd annual golf classic. Every year they sell this out, 144 golfers.
That's incredible.
I'm looking forward to playing today, Jana.
It's really, really beautiful. It looks like a beautiful course. Have you played here before?
Played the other day, had a great time. Looking forward to today.
I love that. Love that journey for you.
I play a lot of golf. I don't know if we ever talked about this. Have you ever played golf before?
Joe, Mini golf hates to see me coming, okay?
I'm sorry.
I'm so great.
Let me say this for the people in the back. Mini golf and golf are not related.
I knew you were going to say that.
They share the name golf, but there's nothing.
Listen.
There's nothing similar.
You know what? You can keep being a hater. That's all right.
Joe and Jana, we're live this morning at Running Deer Golf Club in Pittsgrove. Couldn't have picked a better morning for this.
I know.
Beautiful out here. Great to be outside.
You can tell it's summer because we're out here bright and early. And guess what, guys? We're not freezing. Yay. It's great.
And where we left off before, Jana is still talking about
how I'm a pro at mini golf. I will continue talking about it all morning.
She also called it a sport, which is it's a date night for high school. Cat Country 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jana. Time now for your Cat Country Joke of the Morning. Nick lives in KMA Courthouse. He sent us the joke we're going to use this morning.
Nick, you're awesome. Thanks, dude.
A golf club walks into a bar and asks the bartender for a glass of beer. The bartender refuses to serve the golf club. Why not, says the golf club? Because, says the bartender, you'll be driving later.
Oh, get it? Like a line drive. No, that's not it. But a drive, like driving range. I got it.
Thanks for explaining.
You're welcome.
It's Cat Country 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jana. Good morning. We're outside this morning. What a beautiful morning to be outside.
I'm happy.
We're Running Deer Golf Club in Pittsgrove getting ready for the Ranch Hope Golf Tournament. What is it? We said their 42nd annual. Every year they sell out. 144 golfers. I'll be playing later this morning. Looking forward to that. But this isn't the only place we're going to be this weekend. Tomorrow from 9 till noon, you're going to find me in Atlantic City. I'll be doing a show live from 9 to noon. We'll be there at Debater Field for the Atlantic City Truck Meet. Always another huge event in the area. And even another huge event will be happening in KMA County.
Yes, I will be at the 49th annual Antique Car and Truck Show going down at Gentilini Motors. You'll find me there from 10 to noon. Games, prizes, all the things. They're going to hook you up with food. It's always a great time. We love going out there. So we'll be there tomorrow, 10 to noon as well.
So we're outside doing the morning show today. We'll be out and about this weekend. Summer is here in South Jersey for sure. But Joe and Jana, we got a fabulous trip we'd like to send you on to see Morgan Wallen. Your first chance to win that is at 8:20 this morning. In the meantime, we're live this morning from the golf course, Running Deer Golf Course in Pittsgrove. We're here for the Ranch Hope Golf Tournament. I think we should do every show during the summer from a golf course.
I bet you would think that. But see, like, you're kind of a golf expert. Me?
Golf expert? No. Golfer? Yes.
Not so much. But I think you can answer a couple of questions for me. Are you ready?
Let's do that a little bit later because we have your dumb story of the morning right now.
Oh, there you go.
Ladies and gentlemen, your Cat Country dumb story of the morning. This morning we go to Sao Paulo, Brazil, where a burglar broke into a wealthy family's home, couldn't resist taking selfies with their expensive artwork and jewelry. And then, of course, he posted them on his Instagram account with the caption, "Living the High Life Tonight."
What an idiot.
Police identified him within hours after the homeowners recognized their stolen items in his social media posts.
Nice.
He also had forgotten to turn off his location services, so it was pretty easy for police to track the golf classic, which gets underway later this morning. We're at Running Deer Golf Club in Pittsgrove. It's just a beautiful morning out. And we're looking ahead to another bunch of beautiful mornings, hopefully, and beautiful days and beautiful nights in 2 weeks. The Barefoot Country Music Fest happening on the beach in Wildwood.
I can't believe it is so close.
Sure.
So I do have to shout out our winners from yesterday. We were out at Joe Canals in Rio Grande from 2 to 3. We have two winners. Congratulations to both Holly and Tasha. They will be joining us on the beach in Wildwood for the 5th annual Barefoot Country Music Fest. Rascal Flatts, Jelly Roll, Jason Aldean, Lainey Wilson, Jordan Davis. The list goes on and on. So make sure you're following us on Instagram, CatCountry1073, on all socials, of course, on the app. And make sure you're checking out CatCountry1073.com. We will keep you posted.
Yeah, we have a bunch of stops already planned for next week, and you can find those on our app and at CatCountry1073. Good three things you need to know this morning. A man faces up to 21 years in prison after pleading guilty to manslaughter and sexual assault charges. Prosecutors say 24-year-old Asner Hayes of Westhampton beat a vintner man to death in the Atlantic County Jail in 2023. Hayes has also pleaded guilty to a sexual assault charge. That was the charge that originally sent him to jail. They say he had met up with a 13-year-old girl online, met up with her for a liaison in his car. The girl's mother informed police her daughter was missing. That's when they found Hayes and arrested him, sending him to the Atlantic County Jail, where he subsequently ended up killing the other man.
The state of New Jersey wants to help you with your electric bill. Yes, please. All electricity customers in New Jersey will receive a credit of at least $100 on their power bill this summer. And low to moderate income customers will get $250 under an initiative Governor Phil Murphy announced yesterday.
Happening tomorrow and Sunday, the Atlantic City Truck Meet. That'll be at Bader Field. It's a sure sign of summer in South Jersey.
Sure is. And your South Jersey weather for today, partly sunny, beautiful, with a high of 82.
What will you find?
Fabulous trip. We'd like to send you on to see Morgan Wallen this summer. Your first chance to win that is at 8:20 this morning. We're live this morning at Running Deer Golf Club in Pittsgrove. It's one of Ron Jaworski's golf courses. It's a beautiful course here. We're here for the Ranch Hope Golf Tournament. This is their 42nd year, one of the biggest golf tournaments in South Jersey. They do this every year. They always sell out. 144 of us will be playing this year. So looking forward to that. You can find out more about Ranch Hope and the work they do at ranchhope.org. That's ranchhope.org.
Four. I just wanted to say it.
All right, thanks.
You're welcome.
Appreciate that.
I won't get to say it out there today. So.
Yeah. All right. Here we go. Birthday time on Cat Country 107.3.
Okay.
Boy, are we sad about that?
First, we got to shout out Kenny Chesney's brother from another mother. It's Uncle Cracker. He's got a birthday today. He's 51. So all happy right. birthday.
Happy birthday to Jim Freeman of Cape May Courthouse. Jim is 72. Loretta Halderson of Port Republic has a birthday. Happy birthday, Loretta.
Yes, she does.
Terry Batchelor of Summers Point is 63. Happy birthday to Ellen Watson of Atlantic City. Ellen is 70. Tom Resch of West Creek celebrates today. It's Natalie Hackett's birthday. She's from Egg Harbor Township. She's 37. Happy birthday to Anna Shay of Millville. She's 59. Jen Wilbert of Manahawkin is 50.
Happy birthday.
Holly Sluzars is 49 today. Ingie Galooly of Barnegat has a birthday. And Nikki Davis of Egg Harbor Township will be 46 or is 46 today. Happy birthday, Nikki. And that's it. If we miss you, happy one to you as well. The recipient of our Cat Country Big Birthday shout out today, Natalie Hackett of Egg Harbor Township. Happy birthday, Natalie. We are live this morning at Running Deer Golf Club in Pittsgrove, getting ready for the Ranch Hope Golf Outing. A Ranch Hope Golf Tournament has been going on for 42 years. The official name is the Ranch Hope Salem County Wranglers Golf Classic. They've been doing this for 42 years. Every year they sell out. 144 golfers this year. Looking forward to that. And to find out more about Ranch Hope and the great work they do, not only here in South Jersey, but all over the state, ranchhope.org, ranchhope.org. And since we're at a golf course, we've already established that Jana has never played golf, even though she's tried to say, oh, well, I've played miniature golf before.
Listen.
It's not the same. It's not the same activity.
I swung a golf club.
Miniature golf is not a sport.
Tapped it.
It's a dating activity.
What is it? You just tap the ball?
Putt.
That's the word I was looking for. See, okay, so I do have these questions for you.
All right, so questions about golf.
Golf-related questions.
Okay.
And I feel like this is a good way to start because clearly I didn't know. I couldn't think of the word putt. Thank you. So I said it earlier, four.
So you want to come to the golf course and just yell four is what
that's
you
really,
said.
Yes. I want to go stand on the mound over that. Well, I don't know what that's, whatever, the hill. I don't know what you call those things.
I don't even
need to hold a golf club. So what does that mean? It's golf vocabulary with Joe Kelly.
Let's start out with the spelling. It's not F-O-U-R. It's F-O-R-E.
I asked you that earlier today.
I don't know how it got started. Four is what people yell when their golf ball goes the wrong direction and is heading towards somebody else. Four is kind of, hey, look, watch out. Here comes a golf ball at your head.
So instead of like, yo, buddy, move,
right,
you're
right.
Like,
yeah, everyone just yells,
hey, brother,
four.
Skedaddle.
If you're on a golf course and if you hear someone yell four one time a day, that might be a lot. Yeah.
Okay.
More common is that somebody hits a ball headed toward your head and they don't say anything.
That's hysterical.
That's what usually happens.
I can promise you.
Oh, I guess I should have yelled four.
If I was playing golf, you'd hear it every hole.
Yeah.
Most likely, okay. I would say, okay, right. We're not done with vocab.
Right.
So here, the next question.
Yes.
Birdie. Spelling first, because that's the theme. So spelling.
B-I-R-D-I-E.
It's my grandmom's name. That's how she spells it.
And birdie is actually a score.
It is. Okay.
Let's start out with par. Par on a golf course. Every hole has a designated target number that you should score.
And the lower, the better, right? That's the same as mini golf.
The same as...
I'm just saying,
The lower the score is, the better. So most holes, the par is four.
Okay.
A birdie is actually one below par. So
wait, four, F-O-U-R.
Yes.
The par is four, like the number.
Yes.
Got it.
Yes.
As in the number of hits, strokes,
yes, the number,
whatever.
The number of times it takes you to get to the ball for the ball to go in the hole.
Got it.
So most holes are four. There's also threes and fives. There are a couple of courses like Atlantic County Golf Club, Green Tree. They've got a par five, which is very unique. But most holes are par four, and they're usually... for 18 holes, three or four par threes and three or four par fives. Par fives are the longest, par threes are the shortest.
Does that mean, like, if it's a five, does that mean that it's more difficult?
Yes.
Usually? Okay.
Or longer. Not okay. More difficult, but longer.
Okay.
Because it's all based on yardage.
Okay.
So, again, a par four hole, a birdie is a three. On a par five hole, a birdie is a four. In a par three, it's a two. Birdie, actually, that you mentioned that, was actually a term that was coined reportedly. This is what they claim. Atlantic City Country Club says the term birdie was first used there on their golf course.
That is so cool.
So there's nobody checked, so we just believe them.
And what is exactly, and it means like you hit, so if you hit the right par, that's a birdie on the
no,
course.
No, one under a par.
One under a par. Okay,
so
I'm with you.
If it's a par four and you get a three, that's a birdie.
I'm with you.
A par two would be, if you get a two, it's an eagle.
Oh.
A one would be a hole
Sparrow?
In one.
Oh, right.
No, okay. Just eagle. One okay. Is a hole in one.
Right. Yeah. Jana would slay.
All right. Are we done with the questions?
I mean, we're not, but okay. Like, I can say them. I do have one more.
Go ahead.
So you just said you talked about a hole in one.
Right.
How common, I mean, come mini golfing with me. Okay.
Very
common.
Again, not the same.
But how common is it for someone to get a hole in one? Like, in normal golf.
Okay.
In like this golf, like
sure.
Where we're at right now.
Sure. Most people have never had a hole in one.
Really?
Yes. I've never had a hole in one. I've played golf for 50 mm-hmm. years. I've never had a hole in one. I actually came close when I played here at Running Deer 2 days ago. I came within like 3 feet of a hole in one.
Oh, wow.
But I've never had a hole in one. I've never seen a hole in one. I've played with people who've had hole in one.
So it is some like incredibly difficult.
Yes. Yes. Okay. It usually doesn't happen.
See, now that kind of makes me not want to
play. For example, in tournaments like this one that we're going to be playing today, Ranch Hope, on like one of the par threes, it's traditional on a tournament, to have a big prize. Like, you'll get a car if you get a hole in one.
Oh, that's cool. Okay, that tracks. That's why it's such a good prize.
But the chances of one out of 144 golfers getting a hole in one is they're not going to give away that car.
Hey, maybe today's going to be your day.
3107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jana. This morning, we're live at Running Deer Golf Club in Pittsgrove. It's a Ranch Hope's annual golf tournament. That's why we're here. But even though we're here, we're still able to connect with our friend, Phil.
Hey, Phil.
Good morning, Phil.
Good morning, Miss Jana and Mr. Kelly. Phil Matt 11 reporting from the 16th tee.
Yes.
I can barely see. Yes, hi. I see you waving, Jana. Hi.
You're not here. You're at home.
I know.
Well, how would you know, Joseph, I wasn't invited, was I?
No. We didn't think you played golf, do you, Phil?
Well, I'd like to get out of the house because this is an awful time of year, Joseph. Mom is crocheting Christmas blankets.
Oh,
what?
Okay.
No, you got to do something summery. We'll remember that for next time, Phil.
Yeah. Joseph, just imagine 10 pounds of yarn on an 89-year-old woman.
Okay, I will.
Sliding off Dad's old recliner on the plastic. Oh,
by the way, you can find out more about Ranch Hope and the great things they do across New Jersey at ranchhope.org. Phil, usually we play a strip club or daycare with you, but we have a different game we're going to play today.
I'm scared.
Oh, boy.
Since we're at the Running Creek Golf Club, Running Deer Golf Club, not Running Creek, Running Deer Golf Club, we're going to play a game called Real Golf Course Names or Fake Golf Course Names. Some of these are actual names of actual golf courses. Some of them we made up.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
That's correct. That's correct.
Yes.
But above bub. See what I did there?
So, John, are you ready?
I think so.
Phil, you ready?
Sure. All right. Why not?
We have five golf clubs today. Let's see who gets the most right. Number one, Purgatory Golf Club in Noblesville, Indiana. Purgatory Golf Club. Real name or fake name? Phil, we'll let you go first.
Okay, I just want to clarify, Joseph, when we talk about golf courses, we are talking about real ones, not like miniature golf.
Not miniature, actual 18-hole golf courses, yes.
Well, miniature golf courses do have 18 holes, so again, clarification is necessary.
They're longer than 10 yards for the whole
Hold on, Joseph. Four? Okay, yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Purgatory in Indiana, you said?
Purgatory Golf Club, Noblesville, Indiana. Real or fake?
Yeah, right. Fake. It's in the middle of the Bible Belt. They would never call it that ever.
I'm saying real.
It is real. Purgatory Golf Club does exist.
Bizarre.
All right.
But real.
Number two, Knoxville, Tennessee, Dead Horse Golf Club. real or fake dead horse?
Okay.
Jonna, you'll go first this time.
I'm going to say fake. That's fake.
All right. Bill, what do you think?
And that's perfect because I'm going real.
It is, in fact, real.
No way.
There's some sort of legend that a horse is buried somewhere on the golf course.
Interesting.
All right. Number three, Slice Meadows in Weston, Connecticut. Real golf course, fake golf course name. Slice Meadows. Phil, we'll let you go first here.
I'm going to say fake because they're throwing in my awful swing.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
It's a slice.
The slice. I'm going to say fake as well.
You're both correct. It is fake.
All right.
All right. Number.
Good job.
No, we're not awful at this.
Number four. Four Seasons Golf Club in Santa Monica, California, but four is spelled F-O-R-E. Four Seasons Golf Club, Santa Monica, California. What do you think, Phil? Real or fake?
Now, California, F-O-R-E-N-I-A, California.
No, spelled
what I did there?
Yeah.
Oh, golf is so wacky. this game is awful, by the way.
Four Seasons Golf Club, real or
four
fake?
Four Seasons.
F-O-R-E.
Real, Joseph.
I'm going to say it's fake.
It is, in fact, fake. Jonna, it takes a 2-1 lead.
Wow.
No, 3-2, stop.
Is it 3-2?
Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
All right. Jonna's up by one. We have one more to go.
Okay.
It's in Angola, Louisiana. It's called Prison View Golf Course.
Prison View?
Prison View Golf Course, Angola, Louisiana.
No.
Real or fake?
Way.
Phil, we'll let you go first.
Oh, so many jokes going through the head. Prison View. Prison. I kind of like it. It's wacky. Sure, real.
Fake.
It is, in fact, real. There's an actual view of the Louisiana State Prison
That's
from the
what
golf
I was
course.
Hoping.
That's nuts.
That means we're tied. We have to go to the tiebreaker.
Interesting.
You ready?
Yeah.
It's the Witch Golf Club in Conway, South Carolina. Real or fake?
The Witch.
The Witch. Phil, what do you think?
I believe my ex-wife is a caddy there. but a bum bum. You're welcome, everybody. Be here all week.
Yeah, it feels like we've been here all week.
It is. This is a long game. Fake, Joseph. That's silly.
Real.
Jonna's our winner because there is, in fact, a real Witch Golf Club in Conway, South Carolina.
Why?
I don't know.
That's
Congratulations, Jonna. You're a big winner. Great mornings with Joe and Jonna. We're coming to you live this morning from Running Deer Golf Club. We're here for the Ranch Hope Golf Classic, which takes place starting at 9 o'clock this morning with 144 golfers, all to help out Ranch Hope. You can find out more about Ranch Hope and what they do at ranchhope.org. And this is just the start of a big weekend for us, Jonna. We're going to be out and about tomorrow as well.
I know. You're going to find me at the 49th annual Gentilini Motors Antique Car and Truck Show. That's going down from 10
Always
to noon.
Always a big one.
Oh, my gosh. It's insane. There's so many old school cars and trucks, and everybody brings their kids, and everybody's grilling, and it's almost like the official, like, Cape May County summer kickoff. Mm-hmm. It's so much fun each and every year. So I'll be there from 10 to noon, but you're going to be out and about, too.
Yeah, this hasn't been going on for 40-some years, but it's been going on for the last few years, we know. It's always big. Atlantic City Truck Meet, they say it's the biggest truck meet in the Northeast, and this kind of kicks off the summer season. That'll be at Bader Field in Atlantic City. I'll be there tomorrow morning from 9 to noon, so hope to meet you out there tomorrow. Scat Country, 107.3. Good morning. We're Joe and Jonna. We're live this morning. We're at Running Deer Golf Club. It's located in Pittsgrove. We're here for the Ranch Hope Golf Outing. It's the 42nd edition of this outing, one of the biggest charity golf tournaments in South Jersey each and every year. 144 golfers, including myself, participating later today. So looking forward to that.
You're going to do great. He told me I'm not allowed to stand in like the squirt and cheer. Not that I could for a long time because of my boot, but I tried.
Chloe Williams is joining us. She's on the board of directors at Ranch Hope. Chloe, thanks for joining us.
Hi, Chloe.
Good morning.
For people who don't know, tell the world what Ranch Hope is.
Ranch Hope is a residential center that allows the boys to come in to live there, be supported by the systems there at Ranch Hope, which are really pretty incredible. And so, yeah, so they come in and stay there as long as they need or the families want them to be there.
Ranch Hope has a great track record of helping these kids get through and better their lives, and it's just some great stories. How did you first get involved with Ranch Hope?
That's a three-generation story.
So, wow.
Yeah, my grandfather started there when Reverend Bailey first broke ground. So it's been a long, long relationship.
A lot of people tell the same kind of story, that they got involved through the family, and they see the great work being done, and they want to continue what's happening at Rancho.
Yeah, in fact, another family in the area is the Strang family, and same scenario, that it's multi-generational. So, yeah, it's a community effort, truly.
A natural progression of things. That's really cool to see that everybody's so still involved. It's beautiful.
Chloe, thanks for joining us. She's on the Ranch Hope Board of Directors. We're live at Running Deer Golf. Three things you need to know this morning. A man faces up to 27 years in prison after pleading guilty to manslaughter and sexual assault charges. Prosecutors say 24-year-old Ozener Hayes of West Hampton beat a Ventnor man to death in the Atlantic County Jail in 2023. Hayes also pleaded guilty to a sexual assault charge. That was the charge that originally put him in jail. They say he had met up with a 13-year-old girl online, met her for a liaison in his car. The girl's mother informed police her daughter was missing. That's when police found Hayes and arrested him, sending him to the Atlantic County Jail, again, where he subsequently ended up killing the other man.
The state of New Jersey wants to help you with your electric bill. There's some good news. All electricity customers in New Jersey will receive a credit of at least $100 on their power bill this summer. And low to moderate income customers will get a $250 credit under an initiative Governor Phil Murphy announced yesterday.
The ShopRite LPGA Professional Women's Golf Tournament kicks off in Galloway today. It goes on through Sunday at the Seaview Resort. Look for some heavy traffic in the area of Route 9 this weekend.
And your South Jersey weather for today, it'll be partly sunny and a high of 82.
3107.3, Mornings with Joe and Jana. I like this, Jana. We're doing the show outside this morning from the golf course. Running Deer Golf Club in Pittsgrove. Beautiful course, and it's a beautiful morning.
This is your, like, favorite place in the world. Joe will tell me.
You should be here every day.
Yes.
You should be here every day.
He tells me, he's like, all right, see ya. I'm like, all right, well, if I text, like, I'll text you. He was like, don't, I'll be on the golf course. Like, that's Joe all summer long. So this is, like, the top for him right now.
If
for
we had
sure.
a pickleball court next door, we'd be fine.
Perfect, yeah.
All right, we're here at Running Deer Golf Club for the Ranch Hope Golf Tournament. It happens every year. They have 144 golfers. It's a big fundraiser for Ranch Hope. And joining us is Robert DeKnight from PSEG Nuclear, big sponsor of Ranch Hope. Rob, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Good morning.
I have to ask you, how many people mispronounce the word nuclear?
Oh, my gosh.
They put an extra U into it, so.
Nuclear. Yeah.
How come you guys, year after year, for years, support Ranch Hope? What's the reason behind doing that?
Yeah, thanks for the question. Public Service Electric and Gas is, like, one of the largest employers in Salem County, and Ranch Hope is such a great organization that gives back to the community. When you look at their mission statement, 60% of all adolescents experience some form of violence, crime, or abuse. And Ranch Hope really provides a support system to change that culture and change that so it doesn't repeat for the next generation. And they reach out for support. And as one of the larger employers, we love to give back to the community, and this is the exact type of organization that we like to support.
The passion that you guys have for this is really beautiful to see. And you can tell that that's why you guys are all here today. So.
Yeah, they have great facilities, and look, once a year we get a golf tournament out of this.
There you go.
Yeah.
Right.
Rob, thanks for joining us. It's Cat Country 107.3. We're live at the Ranch Hope today. You can find out more at ranchhope.com, or ranchhope.org, excuse me. We have the Morgan Wallen contest, the trip to see Morgan Wallen this summer. That's coming up in a few minutes. But in the meantime, it's time now for my favorite tweets from the last 24 hours.
Here we go.
We've got five of them. Number one, if I was named Jeff, I'd constantly be saying things like, definitely, and I Jeffed up. That's just out of left field there.
I feel like I would, too. Right.
Okay, Jana.
I Jana it up.
Well, that we say that behind your back a lot.
She Jana'd it up again.
All right. Favorite tweet number two. When you re-give something, what you're really saying is, here, you throw this away.
Correct.
Number three, it's been a while since my kids learned any new swear words, so I'm thinking about putting together some furniture this weekend.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Every time.
Number three, I always double check our garage doors closed at night. I don't want someone stealing all the stuff we've been trying to get rid
of
for years.
Right. Oh, man.
I can relate. Got some great pieces of wood out there that I might use someday.
Some 2x4s, yeah. You're welcome to it.
What are we at? One, two, three. Is that the four?
Yeah.
All right. Maybe I missed. Yeah. Number five. Boyfriend. Why are your hands around my neck?
What?
Girlfriend. Oh, sorry. I never know what to do with my hands when we take time. We've got a fabulous trip we'd like to send you on to see Morgan Wallen this summer. His tour not coming anywhere around us. So we're going to send you to Cleveland to see Morgan Wallen, Miranda Lambert, and Ella Langley. Your trip includes airfare, hotel, a couple of concert tickets for you and your pal to see Morgan Wallen this summer.
We got the hookup.
What you need to do is listen for a code five times today and every weekday. 8:20 a.m. and 10:20 a.m., 1:20 and 4:20 p.m. at 7:20 in the evening. When you get a code, go to the Cat Country 107.3 app, enter the code, and you're on your way to seeing Morgan Wallen this summer. Here's your code. It's 736.
736. That's the code that you need right now. You're going to click the Morgan Wallen button on the app, type in 736, and then be back here at 10:20 this morning for Jess to give you the next code, the one that you need right now, 736. Go ahead and type it in. You don't have to wait. 736. Good luck.
736.